Over the weekend, Indigenous University student Ryan Wittard made history when he delivered an acknowledgement of country in fluent Mandarin. Wittard's speech at Macquarie University's Chinese Culture Festival marked the first time an acknowledgement of country has been given directly in Mandarin rather than through a translator. Shane Anderson has more.
Ryan Wittard began learning Chinese in Year 7. As a university student of Wiradjuri descent, he didn't realise his speech would be the first time an Indigenous person has performed an acknowledgement of country in Chinese. I spoke to Ryan about his unique position at the juncture of three cultures, Australian, Aboriginal and Chinese.
So I just said, hi, my name's Ryan Wittard. I'm a student at Macquarie University studying law and Chinese. Sue, the cultural advisor here at Macquarie, she found out I was studying Chinese. She said, oh, Macquarie's having a Chinese festival soon. I'll put you in touch with the organiser and see if he has anything you can do, get up and say a speech or something. And they came up with the idea that I could do the acknowledgement in Chinese, which, as far as we know, hasn't really been done before. The Chinese deputy consul said he's never heard it in Chinese before. Usually there's an Aboriginal person saying it and with a Chinese translator.
Was it difficult to translate?
Yeah, so in English it's not too hard to get my head around, but as soon as we tried to translate it, there's all different words that don't really have direct translations in China, obviously because Chinese don't usually over in China need to talk about Aboriginal people. So I worked with my Chinese teacher to try and sort out those cultural nuances.
Ryan's teacher, Dr. Hui Ling Zhu, says it's these very same nuances that make translating Aboriginal concepts into Mandarin such a fascinating challenge. While more well-known concepts such as Dreamtime had already been translated into Chinese, Ryan and Hui Ling had to work together to find counterparts that conveyed kinship and traditional custodianship of the land. For Hui Ling Xu, these weren't just translating words, but concepts with deep historical and cultural meanings.
I think the Aboriginal culture and Chinese culture happen to have some commonalities and similarities, such as the respect the elders. But the elders, we have different words to say the elders, because here, I think in the Aboriginal sense, the elders doesn't just mean people with like older age, the seniority. It's more really people with knowledge, respect in the community. So I find the word zhang lao, because zhang lao can mean the elder, the leaders in a family, you know, the founder, most importantly wisdom, and of course seniority in age as well. You wouldn't call someone zhang lao if they're not old enough.
What about terms such as nation?
It's amazing that they use the word nation to talk about the Aboriginal nation. And it's not really what we think about nation as a state. But nation is more really a large group or collective of people with some common characteristics or language or tradition. So for that, I've got to think of something. We can't say 国家, but we can say 民族. It's ethnic group and nation together.
Is that the same word they use for ethnic minorities in China?
Yes, yes. And I thought about that word because the ethnic group or the minority group in China, they're not really a state as such.
Hui Ling Xu hopes this will be a step forward in cross-cultural understanding. For two different cultures, globalization is bringing closer together.
I'm so very proud of him and proud of being able to take part or get involved in this whole exercise. And this exercise really confirmed that kind of belief that language and culture are closely related. And language is rooted in culture and culture is reflected by language.
我们称人这块土地的传统托管人达拉民族的瓦达马里古家族自从蒙幻时期他们的文化和风俗培育了这块土地我们对过去的现在的未来的土著长老人和任何其他土著人今晚来这里表示尊重。 We would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, the Wadamadigal clan of the Darug Nation. Since the Dreamtime, their cultures and customs have nurtured the land. We pay our respects to past, present and future Aboriginal elders and any other Indigenous people here tonight.
Ryan says he's been overwhelmed by the positive response from the community and says he hopes that more Indigenous students explore the possibilities of studying other languages and connecting with different cultures.
We try to the best of our ability to, you know, convey it all in a respectful manner, and I think we did an all right job. I've received lots of nice compliments from the Chinese and Aboriginal community, so I think we did an all right job in terms of conveying those cultural and linguistic nuances. Just on that night, the other night, it was just really awesome just to be in the crossroads between Aboriginal Australian culture and Chinese culture, and bringing that all together is really cool. So if more people be able to do that, they'd get to experience that kind of feeling as well, and it's a really good one.
That's Ryan Whittard, Indigenous University student, ending that report by Shane Anderson.